Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't want to start to rip away your body parts. Put
them on my plate, digest you in my soul. Now together we are one, yeah, we are whole. I will miss your face, but damn, I love your taste. I'll make sure no one ever takes your place.
This empty room where you used to be, your bed still made so perfectly. Can't get your face up out my head. These voices inside me, you're why you're dead. Picture so missed, yeah, I reminisce. From the first time we met to our first kiss. How could I ever do this to you? What have these voices got me into?
Listen, bitch, it's time to stop faking. I killed your ass so behind you, know I was hating. She about my back, you were being a whore. See, so in your life, make sure you don't reach 40. Once a authority, truth did you bore me. But when I found out, it motherfucking tore me. I wish I could kill you, bring you back to life. The one bitch that I wish I could kill twice. Took a fucking axe, started chopping and whacking. Die, bitch, die. Say hi to Michael Jackson. Hope you rot in hell, burn in the fire. Hope you die slow, because that was my desire. Fucking with me is a place you don't want to go. The sex was horrible, couldn't even blow. Blaming on the voices, but I did it with a smile. My life is better without you, slut. You were so fucking foul.
This empty room where you used to be, your bed still made so perfectly. Can't get your face up out my head. These voices inside me, you're why you're dead. Picture so missed, yeah, I reminisce. From the first time we met to our first kiss. How could I ever do this to you? What have these voices got me into?
Fucking bitches try to steal your heart, and then they want to leave. I will never be replaced. You will die loving me, bitch.
You gonna die, bitch. You gonna
enjoy your life while you have it, bitch. I'll make sure you never forget me, slut.
You gonna die, bitch.
Yo, whore, welcome to my whore flick. Time to stretch your skin out like elastic. I can't think clear with these voices in my head. They keep on showing me visions of you dead. The plans that I got for you are so damn devious. Too bad for you, cause you end up motionless. Once I get you, hang you up like a topsy-turvy. I'ma destroy you like a destruction derby. Put you in a noose, stand tie it real tight. Light your body up like a fucking meteorite. This is revenge on all your stupid sluts. We're leaving you dead, laying in your own guts. Thought you were the one, this love was so blinding. Now it's your body parts that are grinding. Cause you thought it would be cool to commit adultery. Now you hacked up in some unknown cemetery. This empty room where you used to be, your bed still made so perfectly. Can't get your face up out my head. These voices inside me, you're why you're dead. Picture so missed, yeah, I reminisce. From the first time we met to our first kiss. How could I ever do this to you? What have these voices got me into?
Alright, we're back. Up next, Judas Priest, Death Row.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. Up next. Shit, here we go with Kitty. What have I done?
We'll be right back.
And we are back. What up, Ghetto?
Hashtag Juggalo Rider Radio. Hashtag best show ever.
Hashtag get off of this nonsense.
Well, aren't you a delightful piece of shit?
Just like Colgate, Tez said it. That's enough of the nonsense.
Yeah. But the best thing ever is him saying hashtag bad annoying promo.
Yeah. Well, Ghetto Man, if we ever get an interview with Kelly, at least now we know a question you can ask her.
Will she have sex with me?
No, I doubt she answered that question, but
gee, way to shut me down completely.
But you could ask her if her tits are or fucking natural because of the fact I'm on that Boobpedia page, and it's funny because I'm reading something that says right here. First thing, on the subject of being all natural, she comments saying, oh, it is. I'm not ashamed of it. It's all real. I love getting that question because I'm like, yes, they are, and I'm so proud. So which means you can ask her if they're real all you want, and she will respond with a yes.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Now, if only they take those stupid fucking stars off her tits, we just fucking see those fucking beautiful areolas, we'd be happy.
What stars?
But they've got fucking pictures of her, you know, with her fucking boobs, but, you know, they got those fucking stupid star things on them. The fucking pasties or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, that's what you would call them.
Oh, let's get rid of those. Yeah, well, since I'm looking up fucking tits, I want to see if Mercedes Lander pops up.
You may not have a life when you look up everybody's tit size.
But I don't have a life anyways. I mean, shit, I've been here fucking watching a new video from Liz Kett.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm being serious.
You know, I'm really at the beginning to think that girl just makes videos to make videos. Because there ain't no way in fucking hell she has all these things wrong with her.
Well, she is bipolar.
Yeah, she's fucking bipolar. She's, well, and she got fake-ass boobs and shit. She got, what else does she have? I don't know. I don't know. What the hell was that? I don't know what else she got, man, but she just seems like she's just making some shit up or something, man.
And what the hell was what?
You fucking exploding the toilet.
Yeah.
Couldn't have fucking just pressed play on a song or something, but
man, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Well, I mean, you know, you could always get up on the soundboard and play a track.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'll go play a track and I'll come back and finish.
Great.
Thank you. Nice random track to play. On board. Let's go with. First, set the top up. There we go. And we are back.
What the fuck is that?
I see the two of you are getting along.
How about they coming to America?
Excuse me, buddy.
And he's got her hopping out one leg, fucking making the thing. Is that never of an orangutan?
Told you not to worry. Father.
Oh, but this is definitely one. This is definitely a good show, though. Well, movie. Let's go for a stroll. Man, who the fuck says stroll anymore? Go the fuck over that shit.
Time does fly fast, my son. It seems only yesterday I ordered your first diaper changed, and now you're a man who's about to be married. She will give you much pleasure, don't you think?
I am not sure if I am ready.
I know we never had to talk about this, but...
So what should we play?
I assume that you had sex with your betas.
No, I fucking know.
That's fine. It's just that I'm 21 years old, and I have never left the mundo. I have yet to experience what the outside world has to offer.
Ah, so you want to sow your royal oats?
No, it's not that. It's...
You're right. Get out, see the world, enjoy your every erotic desire.
Yeah. Let's go with,
you will come back and marry your mommy.
You know what? This is something that I think someone should have said during TNA. This is KGP with Goddamn.
Motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me. Should I praise your Lord or my regime in Hades? Got my wickedness, bitching, this bad decision is ridiculous. Suck my dick, it conspicuous. Like my initials, Elizabeth. Use religion for liar. Molest the children, allegiance. I burn their Bibles on pages and killing prophets of demons. So let the bloody cross burn. Like a cross, like a blunt, like a dick in the cut, like a church in the front, like a whore and a slut. Lymphomania driven, my jealousy got me driven, assaulting Jehovah's Witnesses, reading scriptures from Hitler, an evil rainbow parade. I'm pushing death on the faggots, that's why your God imposed aim. Forever wicked, I kick it, so suck my dick if you hate it. I masturbate a parade, sight of the bitches who shady, cause my hell is your heaven. Still I commit to confession, I ask the priest for forgiveness while I destroy your goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me.
You can pray, you'll hate me, but your faith won't break me.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me.
I'm insane for pain, that's why they call me crazy.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me.
Your religion is shady, fucking sick and degrading.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me.
Picking shit from Hades, and I know God hates me.
Like a motherfucker, I fuck a bitch with no rubbers, cause when I'm raping a bitch. No time to get my dick covered. I'm terrorizing your mother and put your daddy in chains. I make him watch as I torture your sister in Jesus' name. I pull apart her pussy lips like this. Yes, use like needles and pins to hold apart the flesh as it rips. Blood drips, triple six, I'm sick. Candle wax melts on a tip. Son of a bitch, I got issues like Hannibal. And I'm hungry like Dama. I drink the blood from a virgin just like a hungry piranha. I got the blood on my chin, thanks for this food, amen. I sacrifice your life like Jesus Christ of sin. So let the slaughter begin and get your axes. I left the daughter of a Baptist dead on the mattress. Committed to evil, the holy God just saved me. I'm obsessed with sex, death, grotesque, and Hades. Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me.
You can pray, you'll hate me, but your faith won't break me.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me.
I'm insane for pain, that's why they call me crazy.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me.
Your religion is shady, fucking sick and degrading.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ won't save me.
Making full of hate like I'm Hitler. I see your fate like Osama. I'm causing drama to your fate. Why you hating my genre? I yell and bark your God, cause I got the balls to say it. Meanwhile you stupid motherfucking bitches still go on praying for rebel wicked and sickness. I run with witches and demons. My mind's like Manson in prison. The devil's waiting for freedom and none. God we trust. I pledge allegiance to wicked. I hold my heart in my chest. I'ma rip the flesh of my victims just like no serial killer. Ted Bundy, Gracie and Mel, but kill my victims relentless. Forget the gods and the devil. I read the revelations, make you hallucinate. Necrology taught you that the undying do not obey. My disciples are 45, their bodies in marsh pit. Got me thinking of suicide like arrested in Texas. I feel the end is coming, a nuclear Armageddon. So fuck my redemption, I'll never go make it to heaven. Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ will save me.
You can pray your hate me, but your faith won't break me.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ will save me.
I'm in shame for pain, that's why they call me crazy.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ will save me.
Your religion is shady, fucking sick and degrading.
Goddamn motherfucker, Jesus Christ will save me.
Take a shift from Hades, then I know God hates me.
If God is your witness, then fuck it, I'm pleading innocent. Cause your silent religion has left me ruthless and vigilant. Now they riot, defiant, I'm looting churches and convents. I'm stealing panties from holy nuns, putting bombs in their closets. No chemical agents I'm placing inside the Vatican basement. I set the timers for midnight, declaring unholy nation. I got more Bush than the president, Laura slips on my face. The voyeurism of sodomy got my taxes decreased. How can you blame me for assassinating Pope John Paul, the oldest man I ever saw, preaching bullshit and fraud. And when the Catholics and Baptists are finally ripped from this earth, I turn this world into a pornographic nation. But first, I turn the nuns into whores and let them knock on my door. I give them plenty of dick in God's name, of course. I resurrected the wicked, verbal pain I'm inflicting. Is this the end of my sickness? Goddamn, I'm your business. Goddamn, motherfucker, Jesus Christ will save me.
You can play your hate me, but your faith won't break me.
Goddamn, motherfucker, Jesus Christ will save me.
I'm insane for pain, that's why they call me crazy.
Goddamn, motherfucker, Jesus Christ will save me.
Your religion is shady, fucking sick and degrading.
Goddamn, motherfucker, Jesus Christ will save me.
Take a shift from Hades, then I know God hates me.
And we are back.
$45 a month.
Wow. No annual contract.
No annual contract.
No long-term agreement.
No long-term agreement.
Really?
Really.
Okay, so what's the catch?
There is no catch.
Now this is the worst AT&T commercial ever.
I need to speak with the supervisor.
I am the supervisor.
Yep.
It's not complicated. New smartphone plans starting at $45 a month with no annual contract. Only from AT&T.
Sound grabber, let's get the full good news. Download. There we go. Now we will have more two more tracks from,
Okay, now what do you want?
Tiny Tunes.
Okay, now what do
you want?
Oh, my God.
Come on in, gentlemen.
We desire a room. You better be wasting my time. Motherfuckers get their fucking shit rolled at the same time.
Excuse me if I'm rough. Sometimes you get boo-boos in here without a dollar to their name. But obviously you gentlemen came in on another boat.
We seek meager accommodation.
Excuse me.
I'm guessing your dog isn't like Eddie Murphy.
Or my cat.
Hey, falling down the stairs on me, you hear? Are you conscious?
Well, let me work on getting these tracks downloaded. Let's go with some Korn. Punishment time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's time to find a queen there, ghetto. Maybe if we get lucky, maybe Kelly could be your queen, and I could have, I don't know, I'll take fucking, fuck it, I'll take one of the Bellas.
Man, I believe Kelly is better than both of the Bellas.
All right, fine. I'll take Alicia Fox.
There you go. Get you some chocolate.
There you go, girl. You can go feel that bitch's fucking breast. You're a DJ. Did you hear that shit?
No.
There you go. You got a chick right there who's apparently all the DJs want to touch her breast.
Oh yeah, are they nice?
I guess so.
You guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the nice. I mean, I ain't seen them yet. But either way. Alright, now I get these fucking traps uploaded.
About time.
Browse. Uh, I thought I could. Better find them. Plug it. First the computer. It's going to take a while. You know, fuck it. Let's go with another track real quick. I'll get this shit uploaded my way. So let's go with this track.
Nothing, all I'm laughing as I pass the 44 Magnum to my left. Three attempts were made already, and there's still one bullet left. No one chance to meet your maker or to send directly soft. So come on and put this barrel to your head or in your mouth. Second option is much safer, cause I sure would be pissed. If I want to paralyze, I shit myself because I missed. Staring at the next contender, I'm not gonna miss a thing. If you end up dying, try and blow his brains out with a bang. Like cocaine, this game's addicting, and the rush you get can kill. This addiction can be cured by no motherfucking pill. From the barrel that you temple, everybody's eyes on you. It's your turn to squeeze the trigger in this game without a clue. If you're buckering out already, or if you will get it past. If you pull the trigger steady, this is when we heard it blast.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you. Fucking listen, I wanna chop you up and leave you for the mortician. It's kinda funny how you're leaving me for bullshit. And if I see you with, I swear to God, I'm gonna go get him. Sit him down with the gun, Russian roulette. See a him, bitch, make you wanna take bets. It's just my stress, maybe that's why I freak out. As I take my 9 out and put it up in your mouth.
Put it in the chamber, is it fake? Yeah, then we'll pull the trigger when the barrel's in my face. I can feel my heart break, so I pace myself. Do I really got the balls to fucking kill myself? Me and my friends need help, look what we do for fun. If we ain't cutting ourselves, then we playing with guns. You might think we're nuts, but we think life sucks. We can give a fuck what you think about us.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you.
Fuck him up again, Seroclean shit, fuck 100 milligrams. Quenti aviene fumarate, rate. Release this monkey off my back and get these demons out my body. A bloody hobby is what consists. When you charge to live your life, know what a pile of shit. Motherfuckers be like, cram, and I be like, yeah. You goddamn right, I brought the fucking body bag. Dim down lights, twin chrome in the mini mag. Insane D and genocide known as Dark Half. My voice gum sits across the table. Slides me a rusty revolver from a dead man's stable. I take it and cock it and spin that shit. Fucking showcase showdown between brain and clip. If it ends, I'm going out with a bang. Just know I love my family, but fuck this life of pain.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you.
I got mad. You know, this movie's funny, but some part of it's just retarded.
Hello?
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 Housekeeping!
No, go away, housekeeping.
Housekeeping!
Damn it, housekeeping, I'm gonna kill your ass.
You want mint on your pillow?
No, I want mint on my pillow. but that was some funny shit right there. But yeah, bad. Maids are just stupid.
Maids are just stupid. Maids clean things, so you don't have to.
Yeah. But unfortunately, they don't speak a lick of fucking English.
We'll find one that speaks English, you dumbass.
Yeah, well, apparently fucking Jay and Shag had ones that don't speak English.
Well, it's because they're on fucking tour and shit like that, man. They just hire some random-ass people.
Apparently.
Or they're in hotels or something, and the housekeeping shows up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could just have Tiny Toons come over and clean up.
Hey, that'd be fun by me.
Maybe she could even rap to you.
Yeah, and then, you know, maybe I could hide her under my bed.
How do you hide anything under your bed?
I don't know.
Because this is an office floor.
Okay, fine. I can hide her under my desk.
Well, there you go. We could just call you Bill Clinton.
Hey, that's my mommy.
Then that would make her Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, at least she looks sexier than Monica Lewinsky. I got two more albums downloading, I think. Maybe I should give it a disc one. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, I realized when I downloaded the complete discography of Tech N9ne yesterday, it was the day before, but it didn't give me everything, so I had to download the other ports. Yeah, so apparently Trey ended up passing out last night.
Nah, he got raped by a moose.
Well, while passing out. Yeah, because the dude fucking hit me back last night. Well, I don't know when the fuck he hit me back, but, yeah, he said, sorry, passes out. You know, I think he meant to say passed out.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's see if we can find some chicks with fucking Z-cup titties.
Really?
Category 32Z. There's only one person in the world, the Shine.
Let's see.
God damn. Now, those are the titties that would suffocate and kill.
Yeah. Let's get him.
But shit, man, look at him. Like, they're fucking huge.
Oh, yeah, let me look right at him. I'm looking at him.
Okay, Father, let's go with triple Z cup titties. There's only two people in the world with triple Z. Corolla and Xena Folsom. And Corolla, you're an ugly looking bitch.
That's not very nice.
Big beautiful titties. But ugly ass looking bitch. Not very nice.
Oh, you want them to be hot too, huh?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Now you're just asking for too much.
Yeah, I probably am. Man, this is a person might be ugly. She wears a fucking blonde wig.
Okay, then.
Tracks uploaded now, so here we go with Tiny Toons, not just because of us.
These pills will take a couple minutes to hit, so let's roll up a blunt and smoke that shit, man. I make it look so damn easy with all these rappers around, sounding like these. I'm frantically, manically spreading the truth to the PC and standard that's taking over a youth. We don't need this government to tie in the truth. I can't even skip it, I'll get up in the booth to promote peace, love, unity, respecting what's true. I got love for everyone, white, Vietnamese, and black, but fuck with white and blue, it's time to take a right back. We are all one on this planet, and Mother Nature just can't stand it. What we're doing to each other, why we're fighting our own brothers. It's just because things are like this because of us. Things aren't like this just because things are like this because of us. Bye, bye, bye. Profit, profit, profit. All your family's money's gonna be up in my pocket. And a world oil's gone up. Yeah, we lost it. One explanation, monopoly. Well, there's one. Guess it's what happens when America runs on profit. Man, we got to stop this. Fuck you and all your pop shit. I'll grab the garbage, bag it up and toss it. Everyday electrical chemical devices as easily replaceable as those who caught the virus. Sickly, selfishly, deceitfully, denyingly. I mean, even CNN can freely keep on lying. Jeez, why do you think I threw out my CV? I don't give a fuck who needs it, not me. Better stuff to do than sit there and waste my time. I got things to do like steadily correcting you every line. Shit, I wouldn't have to be stopped putting us up in a deeper decline. Already running out of time, killing mankind, murdering, working, leaving up future generations with nothing behind. Things aren't like this just because. Things are like this because of us. Things aren't like this just because. Things are like this because of us. This world can't unite unless we work together. Don't always have to stress and trip about making cheddar. Be the one to give when you have nothing. Doing that will always amount to something. Start your ideas out with small steps. Get your brain cooking. Sit back and let it do the rest. Forgive your anger. Accept the love. How we achieve higher goals we're dreaming of. All these political machines just want your wallet. What we really need up in here is some knowledge. It isn't Pac-Man. Life is in a race. Once you put the credit card down, stop and do and put peace back in its place. The meaning to the word face. The price on this chronic case. The reason to separate. Achieving if we are late. Freedom is the only fate. Like you and your truthful mate. The price is in the debate. The feelings will just delay as you live the life you create. So don't just sit there and await as price continues to inflate. But continue to negate the truth that lies in every state. The people claiming that the godly probably won't make it in the gate. Things aren't like this just because. Things are like this because of us. This just because things are like this because of us. Who you order depends upon what you decide. Some like to sit back, be lazy, and enjoy a free ride. I'm not the type
I'd rather drink cyanide. I start my shit from scratch, anything pre-made will be denied. I warned you from the start, so sit back and just let it subside. You'll be the ones crying when there is nowhere to hide. Now let's see what the tables turned, who really survived.
And we are back. And Gil G wants Wanda Monique.
I want what?
Wonder Monique. Monique.
Fuck is that?
BBW nude model. She weighs 300 pounds with 40 teeth sets.
Man, that girl's bigger than I am.
Man, her fucking left tit's bigger than you are.
Well, damn.
I mean, see there, you could have Boobzilla.
Boobzilla, huh?
Yeah, that's her fucking nickname, the amazing Boobzilla. let's see. She has 44 Q size tits, and she can lift up a fucking steel chair with fucking that motherfucking cinder block on it.
What the hell?
Yeah. And she's lifting it with nothing but her tits.
Let's see.
Fine. You could have Jenny Hill. 38 Q size tits, and she's only 162 pounds.
Jeez.
She got some big old titties. To fucking knock your ass out with this one fucking hit.
All right, sounds good.
let's see. Tiny Toons hit me up saying, "Hell yeah, good shit." Now, Tiny Toons, are you talking about the good shit? You know, as in, you know, us playing the track or the amazing Boobzilla with her fucking 44 Q tits.
Probably both.
Well, let's see here. Let's see who has double PP cup.
Double PP.
Yeah. Double P. And then PP cup. Oh, well, let's see, it was her name was Chesty Morgan. She's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I guess I got a shot with her then.
Yeah, and you have a shot with Kelly, because just think, man, she shaves.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, she's always in bikinis and naked and shit.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there's probably, like, you know, a few chicks like that out there who don't shave.
I'm sure there's a lot of girls out there that don't shave, and that's fucking gross.
All right, here we go. We got Lexi Lukes. Previously known as, I ain't pronouncing that fucking name. She's got 38 P tits. And she's 235 pounds. You could have her too. I'll just take all the fucking chicks that actually, you know, won't squish me to death.
Man, what are you talking about, man? You like fat girls, man. You take the fat girls.
Well, I want to take the fat chicks as long as they don't look like Chewbacca.
Well, I highly doubt anybody's ever going to look like Chewbacca again.
And I hope not.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely once-in-a-lifetime. There you go, man. You could have Elizabeth Starr. She's got 36-0 tits enhanced with a PP string implant.
The fuck does that mean?
Let's see, PP strong implants. So that's polypropylene breast implants, also known as string breast implants. Still no clue, but hey, she's 44, 123 pounds, 5'6", trimmed, shaved. So, there you go.
All right, then.
I'll take Minka. A Korean chick with 30 P tits. But, don't know. Let's see, Penny Brown. Penny Brown, also known as Underbust, is an Australian fetish and cosplay model. Hey! She's got 36-0 tits. So which means, you know, she probably just fucking amazing with fucking cosplays and stuff. Most anime chicks have like fucking big ass titties anyways. You know who we should look up? We should look up Kesha.
No, we shouldn't.
Oh, she didn't come up anyways. A Kesha came up, just not that one. Instead of a white Kesha, you got a black Kesha.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was going to look up. It doesn't matter who the fuck I was going to look up.
So anyway, what are we going to listen to next?
Oh, what's the matter, man? You don't want to hear about all the chicks and their fucking big old titties?
I don't want to hear about fat girls and their big old titties, no. And and I'm sure we're boring the hell out of whoever the hell is listening.
That's just Tiny Toons, and she loves titties, so I don't think she really minds. But, shit, let's go to the old school.
Remix.
Throw me that fire.
We creeping in too, baby.
We got five on everything, man.
We got Lavelle.
Shaggy.
We got Twisted.
Knockside, man, Brock. Keisha.
ABK.
Ben Blaze.
You got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but 500 on the real bill. I'm on the level, say hello, no criticism from the fellows, hello. Being key, doing the high speed, but still don't talk to baby. I'm busy, Lavelle, you can't see me.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever, so either put your five up or you gotta leave it like fever, cause see ya. Purping, broken, smoking, slip all day and go home and buy Tricky with his pretty and parlay.
I got five on the Hennessy, Seagram's are gorgeous.
Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from Detroit City, Frank Nitti is a goner. I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet with my feet.
believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought, till something right is bought. Most C's acts, best believe that token. Where you from, Oakland? I mean Detroit smoking. In attempts to crack the chest plate, the zips be so fluffy, the whole town loves me. At every event, I'm sacked up. So if you need me, scream each time when you see me.
I got five on it. Tell your foreign, let's kick it.
Revenue growth and just a little lightly fan motion. Holding fumes, linger mighty clouds and northern lights. Disrespect the Victor Bannon and y'all be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my scribble, but perhaps today my scribble ain't feeling me. For the simple fact, I'm off to the track for hella fool's speed. Pockets empty, pitching five, and I'm dusted. Took off my hat, pass it around. Now
sprinkle me a blaze, coming flip plus. Yo, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder main. Perved off the hurricane, slur the game. Witness what being off 250 quote me. Killing people like they should face and death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking kryptonite to the brain for breakfast. Cause on the Hindu tends to do the evil that men do. Give me
peace. I shall proceed and continue.
I got five on it. Tell your foreign, let's get kicked. I got five.
Cause Snoop Styles is going down. Look around you, twist it in the fan, spread it all around you.
I'm back to get my hoe on, I get my flow on with 35 on it. Yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them drawers. Double for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Cannabis and Eva hitting a Mary Jane. Smoking five before with 12 o'clock. Sipping on hurricane. Ready to smoke on the endo. Rolling up my window. Fitting to go to land. With a handful of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Kush nasty. I be hitting the J so hard I hurl. Fall on the floor. Fitting to have a smoke. THC ain't no joke. I got five on everything. Let's get loaded and smoke. Just ABK. I'm about to hit it and crow.
I got five on it. Tell your foreign, let's get kicked. I got five.
Your boy with the cape that's always tight. You a little short on some air? Don't worry about that. I take care of that. I got five on that. I got you.
And we are back. 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 Apparently, there's a new fucking bit strips with Ben Kissel. And how the fuck they get put in this goddamn fucking group? Cryptic Wisdom is busy online. No, and fuck you. Can you put me in a fucking group with Razorblade Real? Fuck you. I'm gone. On top of that, the rules aren't even in English. So, Tiny's not bored at all with the fucking, with us talking about big titties. She just said, I'm all about truth, trees, and titties.
Shit.
And I'm all about groups that are actually in English. Not what the fuck language that is. It definitely ain't fucking Spanish either. It's like fucking Hindu. Now, if there's anybody on my page that speaks Hindu that could translate this shit for me, please let me know. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Hey guys, it's Liz Kemp, and
let's
give them a more style.
Yeah, I didn't.
There's tons of reason for that.
I didn't finish the whole talk about her bipolar.
And they all kind of had the same effect. They just made me feel very sleepy and down, and really, it wasn't life living. And I don't want to really treat myself like a science project unless I'm literally at the end of my rope. Then, of course, I'd be willing to try anything, but I'm not. So I'm not willing to do that. That being said, as a kid, I guess I came more extreme. But medication wasn't the route for them either, because literally, as a kid, you have so much else going on, too. A lot of episodes can be triggered by kind of hormonal changes and stuff, which is ridiculous, and I'm actually completely against people who medicate teens, because there's a lot of things that you can kind of fix through therapy, and you don't really need to add medication to it. For me, it was just a matter of kind of getting it.
Man, that case, man, she would have hated my fucking doctors. Ritalin, Adderall. So, how about the end of the fucking TNA Genesis? We all saw that one coming.
I didn't watch it, I didn't care.
Yeah, Sting lost because Bobby Roode decided to get involved again. I mean, at least that Abyss came back and destroyed fucking the bromance and Zima fucking retorted Ion.
Yeah, the only good thing.
And I think I prefer fucking Zima. I am when he, you know, first debuted and he was fucking spraying hairspray in people's eyes to fucking win a match.
Not much better now.
Exactly. That's why I said I prefer him better back then when he was doing that. Now he's just making fucking retarded sounds.
Because he thinks it's cool.
Yeah, I think someone needs to slap him the fucking slice of cheese.
The sliced cheese.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know.
But Zima Ion is a scatterbrain after all.
Pay attention, kid. Now, girl. Don't
you ever pay me fucking attention?
Scatterbrain. Unorganized cluster. Yeah.
I'm not quite
all there.
What the fuck is wrong with your
head? Wear my swimsuit at the soup's on in Argentina. Convalescent home patient serving me with subpoenas. Make sure you tell the fucking captain his legs are made of rubber. I got an apple for your forehead if I'm cleaning the shutters. Give me my turkey pass, trading chopsticks with the hooligan. Snakes are in a submarine, I'll never go to school again. I sold you a Porsche cause your mama's a fox. I'm selling footwear insoles and I'm running three shops. Horrified jelly worms with electric infantago. Dinosaur crybabies cooking shrimp in San Diego. Full moons mean nothing without your roller skates. When the water runs dry and blood fills the Great Lakes, I'm a hired assassin, but I sculpture is art, and so I ride a horse everywhere, returning shopping carts. It's raining fish flies on the east side, and I'm rapping. Slutty ass gangs get slapped for napping.
I don't wanna know about the shit that matters. Guess which shit I scatter my brain. I don't wanna know about the shit that matters. Guess which shit I scatter my brain.
Throw your hands up, kamikazes don't tell lies. With that watermelon foot bath, they minds collide. Bitch, my knees been ball headed, so download that. Riding on a Zamboni in my Danny K hat. I'm the number one contender for a shot at the Bible Belt. I swam between piranhas and assaulted a patty melt. The red planet still remains in orbit, leaving trash piles cleaned up by AJ Styles. Me and Jay Giles, leopard shit in my yard. I took the yellow pill, I once stabbed a flamingo, but it was only a fire drill. Meet me at the market for your Kung Fu Prime. with that frozen ice firecracker.
Everybody ride!
Get your panties off, ho, the ship is ready to attack. Somebody get on the piano, I'm calling John Cusack. And put 10 on pump 7 if your skills are tight. Make sure you bring a wet mitten, cause it's cold, cold, cold.
I don't wanna know about the shit that matters. Skills with your shit, scatter my brain. I don't wanna know about the shit that matters.
Skills with your shit,
scatter my brain.
Do you guys take this clown stuff seriously? Are you always in makeup?
As much as possible.
And we're back.
Somebody's messing around. I am not. I don't.
Let's see.
Let's see.
All of it! Don't
stall
me, fat boy. Let's go!
Louis Anderson! Hey, look, it's Samuel L. Jackson, too. With a gun, nonetheless. The fuck are you playing?
Batman. I gotta figure out fucking riddles and shit. I don't know. I completed the story mode, but like that, even after all that, it was only like 20-something, 30-something percent done. And then after the credits roll, then they send you back into the game, and there's a whole shitload more things to do. Because then at that point, then you could switch off between Batman and Catwoman.
Hell yeah.
They got like pretty much every fucking villain in this game.
Damn. Did you get the Bane yet or no?
Bane wasn't really a villain. All I had to help him do was find the Titan containers. And then I locked them up. Yeah, he wasn't really much of a bad guy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's things going on in this game is pretty crazy. Like, you're working with the bad guys working with each other, then them coming after you, you know, it switches off here and there.
That makes absolutely no sense at all.
I don't know. But every freaking bad guy's in this, though. The game just won't stop. I mean, I'm just trying to do all that shit, man. I don't give a fuck about the Riddler's fucking trophy things, because I'll never be able to get all those. Like, for fuck's sake, I had to do Simon Says. Or, not Simon Says. Yeah, whatever the fuck that game is. That Simon game where the lights flash and shit, man. It's similar on here, except it was the, you know, question marks. You had to follow it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, fucking Simon Says. I think that's a whole different game there.
Whatever. Simon Says. Whatever the fuck. The little light game.
Yeah, Yeah, they got some really weird.
I don't know, man. At one point, man, I was playing, and all of a sudden, I was sitting at the table with the fucking Mad Hatter. I was like, what? Yeah, I had no idea what the Mad Hatter had to do with fucking Batman. But apparently, there's a character in the animated series or something that's obsessed with Alice in Wonderland. He calls himself the Mad Hatter.
I don't even think I remember that.
I had no idea. I was like, why am I in Alice in Wonderland now? Like, what the fuck is this shit? And then what the hell do fucking ninja assassins have to do with Batman?
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand. They kept trying to test him, trying to make him kill people and shit. But we all know he's a pussy. I really wish Batman would start killing people. Because on his game, you know, I thought he doesn't die. Apparently he dies a lot. But this game, even though these games are both boring, but this one is definitely a whole lot better than an Asylum game.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Asylum was boring, though. I can't fucking deny that.
Yeah, the gameplay is just fucking boring, but, you know, the storyline, some parts are pretty dope. But other than that, you know, it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. Let's go to eBay.
Let's go into a song.
I'm going to go on eBay so I can track my fucking package.
You do that and play a song.
Let's see what to play. Something at random. What? And we're back. As it's quiet as a motherfucker up on here.
We'll be more entertaining then.
I don't know what to say tonight.
Why the hell not?
I have no clue. My brain went on vacation.
Tell it to come back.
Man, Australian motherfuckers charge a lot of shit little money for a comic book.
Okay, then.
Because dude in Australia, it's in very good conditions. Deadpool 1, first edition, first issue, good run Deadpool available. They want $35 for the comic.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, there's one person who wants $120 for issues 1, 2, and 3 of a Deadpool 1. And I wonder if I can find Lady Deadpool. Find out. Founder. Yeah, they should definitely put Lady Deadpool out as a fucking game. But yeah, no, man, this dude that I ordered, actually ordered a comic book through off of eBay. Dude's pretty fast, man.
In what?
I ordered a comic book through somebody on eBay. And funny enough, like, dude took out and fucking shipped the fucking package out the same fucking day that I bought it.
Well, yeah. You're not dealing with some big corporation.
Yeah, and let's see. More essence. I saw a fucking tracking. There we go, tracking number. And should be here by today because it'll affect shipped out on the 22nd from New Jersey, and it's already in fucking White Plains. So, should possibly be here by today or tomorrow.
See that quick as hell.
Hell yeah. Which is why I left the positive feedback for the motherfucker, because this is a film fact. Dude fucking got quick with it.
Well, was it good?
Yeah. $4.99. Free shipping.
No, I meant the feedback.
I gave him a positive feedback. I told him. I said.
I didn't mean your feedback. I meant people that gave him feedback.
Let's see. Yeah, so he's got 955 positive feedbacks.
Damn.
Let's see. 807 five gold stars for item as described, 914 for communication, 874 for shipping time, and 909 for shipping charges. So that's not bad at all. Dude's been a eBay member since 2000, apparently. I think I'm the only person who actually, I was the fifth person to actually leave a fucking comment. I think at 1 o'clock we're just going to go past the fuck out.
Oh, that's exciting.
I said, I mean, got work at 9, and then I gotta get my check. Then I'll be home, and I'll probably take a nice little nap before tomorrow night show. I'll pull a ghetto G.
What the hell does that mean?
Sleep during the day. Be awake all night.
Yeah, well, sometimes I sleep at night.
Yeah, and then you go back. Then you go back to sleep during the day.
I don't go back to sleep. Once I'm up, I'm up, man. What the fuck? I don't know why you always think I'm sleeping.
I don't know, I just figured most of the time you just go back to sleep anyways, like, fuck it.
No.
Okay. Let's see what this motherfucker's got up for fucking sale on here. See all item. Mr. Roberts. No. There we go. Lot of 15 vintage matchbooks. Most Front Strike, Winston, King Edward, and Taggart's. $5.99, free shipping. Of course, I would end up using them though, if they're full.
Way to go.
I mean, unless I decide to take them to a fucking pawn shop and pawn them. Panic issue number 1 and issue number 2. 4 Walt Disney little golden books, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Minnie Mouse. Vintage Tiffin series number 5. All purpose lens shade/hood. In original box.
Yeah.
This person must be an old motherfucker. Yeah, because he's got like all fucking vintage shit. Like fucking, he's got like a fucking Rocket Genius by Charles Verrill, Robert Goddard bio from like 1969. Vintage Campbell's soup and minute rice. The cook is in the parlor cookbook.
What?
There we go. He's got a vintage die-cast toy car. 1959 Dodge, made in Japan. And I could probably get some. I could probably get some money out of fucking pawn shop for that shit. Vintage 1950s floor palm tree souvenir bottle and can opener. Colonial Knife. Interesting. Isn't that what I just bought yesterday? Or the day before? Purchase history. Yep, that's what I bought. Okay.
So you don't even know what you bought.
No, because I wasn't sure that was the same one that I bought. But yeah, it is. apparently he's got one more left in stock.
Very good.
Here we go, Ghetto. You can buy this. It's vintage 1950s vintage golf oil golf wax. Paraffin wax in original boxes, unused.
No.
Oh, what's it about? But you don't want wax?
What the fuck do I want wax for?
Candles. It's good for candles and shit. let's see, for sealing jelly, jam glasses, for making fancy candles.
Making fancy candles.
Yeah. Like, you can see up on his, you know, it's got a fucking picture of a Christmas tree candle, a pumpkin candle. Here, you get this book, Lost Race of Mars.
Yeah, that's what I want.
1972. Or you go with a vintage 1957 Betty Crocker Bisquick party book. Well, he's got a book up on here for $450.
What the hell, man? This person got a bunch of shit I don't want.
Queen Z-I-X-I of I-X by L. Frank Baum. First edition, 16 color plates, 1905 century. And I'm sure I'll find something up on here that you'd probably want.
I doubt it. But go ahead and try.
Oh, trust me, I will.
But if you're looking for some twisted posters, you go to twistedshop.com, and if you buy a poster, you get a poster free.
Well, I buy a poster, I get another poster for free. Hmm.
Which is going to run you $14, since it's $10 for a poster and $4 shipping.
Ah, fuck you.
It's not that bad. Pretty big posters.
My question is, do they come signed?
No, they don't come signed.
Well, then, yeah, no.
The fuck does that matter? You got their autograph twice.
Yeah. But now I'm going to spend $15 tomorrow or later, and I'll get me some Jessica Negri posters.
That's going to be $20.
$15.
No, you must be going for the cheap ones.
Well, either way... Any poster I get from her comes with a free gift, doesn't it?
I don't know. Is she still doing it?
I don't know. Let's go find out. Let's go ask her.
Let's go ask her.
God. What the fuck is this mobile game blocked?
Who's getting blocked?
High butts.
What?
No, Tide Butts.
Tide Butts? The fuck?
Yeah, he said to fucking post up my fucking, one of our old promos. Said, I'm so excited, Gage. I shed 13 pounds in 2 weeks using this tasty drops my friend showed me. I got it from this site. Fuck you.
Well, you just got spammed.
Yeah, well, he just got blocked. So it's a win-win.
Yeah. It's one way to get a review.
Now, Ms. Jessica Negri. She'll respond. Although right now she's probably asleep, getting ready for later.
The fuck is later?
Arizona Comic Con. It's the 24th. Which is today.
Well, yesterday, posted up something of her signing a bunch of fucking pictures.
Some dude fucking posted going, coming up on it saying, big boobs, what a bitch.
What?
That one fucking posted up saying, big boobs, what a bitch.
I see.
Yeah, that's not nice. Pokemon. Let's do it. I want to be very best. Man, I just might get a fucking Pokemon. Ah, man, the fucking Houndoom pictures are out of stock. So, okay, so I'll get the fucking Slowking one.
Aw, you poor thing. You couldn't get the right Pokemon.
Yeah, Dave, she looks sexy as all fuck as Hound do, man.
I don't even know what the hell that thing is.
Man, I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah. But I know what that Slow King shit is.
There you go, ghetto man. You get Meet the Parents on VHS for $5.49.
That's a lot of money for a VHS.
Okay, fine. Great Pass Receivers of the NFL by Dave Anderson.
No, I don't want that at all.
1974 revised edition.
I don't give a fuck about football. Whenever they learn how to run around the group of people instead of trying to run through a bunch of dudes, then maybe we could talk. But football is fucking retarded.
Well, yeah, this is very true.
But how do you like
that? Hallelujah.
How do you like that, you know, both of the states that did legalize marijuana, both made it to the Super Bowl? Coincidence?
Hell nah. But hallelujah.
What are you fucking finding Jesus right now or something? What is your deal?
Electra, issue number 2 versus Bullseye, December 1996 edition.
Wonderful. I think I just wet my pants.
Man, I think I just jizzed my pants.
Me, on the other hand, I do not care.
Fine, here you go with the rare 1800s David Copperfield Grand Union Tea Company edition. Dickens.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I don't know what that is.
Come on, man, it's 1800s. Which means
what the hell do I care about the 1800s for?
Dude, that's just probably worth a shitload of money.
That's wonderful.
And you go through this motherfucker's shit.
Now, if only I collected useless junk.
Now, who said you had to collect it? Do you buy it and then bring it to a fucking pawn shop?
Oh, yeah? Where the fuck is a pawn shop at?
Man, I don't know where the fucking pawn shop where you are is. Hallelujah.
Man, what is that nonsense? Shut the fuck up.
Man, I just found a mint 1989 Batman 5th Anniversary Calendar 3D poster.
Wonderful.
Amazing Spider-Man issue 402, Judas Traveler 1995, Cable edition number 1 1993, Classic New Mutants. So that's X-Men first issue. Superman, issue number 216, Silver Age. 1969, this motherfucker watched $7 for this shit. Hell yeah, I'm buying this shit tomorrow. Fuck yeah, I'm buying it.
Let me know when you're done being a nerd.
That's never going to happen. Oh yeah, a lot of vintage Unknown Soldier comic books issues 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and 5. Yes, I'm buying it tomorrow. I'm buying it later. Fuck, I'm buying it. Just because these are fucking from 1988 to 1989, and for fucking $5.99. Better believe I'm fucking buying this shit.
It probably means $599.
$5.99.
For all of them?
Yeah, for all five. Well, all four.
They're probably torn up or something.
Nah, he won't like has them all in a comic book set. Ooh, Red Sonja, She Devil with a Sword, Bronze Age, 1983 edition. Man, I'm geeking the fuck out. Ooh. Triton. Whoa. This motherfucking has this shit. Ooh, Wolverine, issue number 85, foil cover, 1994 edition. Treasure Chest of Fun and Facts, volume 27, issue number 4, 1972. Damn! Vengeance of Vampirella, issue number 4, 1994 edition. Man, I'm just geeking the fuck out. Oh, Jack Kirby, Machine Man, issues number 3, 4, 5, 8, and 19. First series. Hell yeah. Man, it gets even better. Unopened Sesame Street comics. Led the Silent Threat. Or lead the Silent Threat.
Bombast! Did you say Sesame Street?
Yes, comic book.
Who the fuck cares?
And it, if I'm not correctly with this, I'm trying to know like, what year this came out. What year did this? This was out in 1996. It's in English and Spanish.